The cattle industry at Opryland. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Here at this convention, we had 7,000 people as of this morning, and with the walk-ins and two more days coming, staff tells me they think we're pretty optimistic about hitting 9,000 people.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association President-elect Bob McCann from Victoria, Texas, has joined more than 7,000 cattle producers so far and industry leaders from across the country, and they are in Nashville this week for the group's 116th convention and trade show. The NCBA is the largest organization that represents the nation's cattle farmers and ranchers when it comes to policy matters, and also under them is the Federation of Beef Industry Councils, who manage the beef checkoff dollars.
You know, the Federation of State Beef Council is housed within NCBA, and those beef councils are, there's 45 of them, and they have their representatives that come to NCBA, and they have their board. They consider themselves an independent federation under our umbrella, so it's an interesting working relationship, but it's worked really well, and we want to continue to kind of build on that relationship.
Now, Bob McCann says while the NCBA was opposed to the farm bill that was just approved by Congress and awaiting the president's signature, they were happy with some of the provisions dealing with the livestock industry.
We're happy that the farm bill, things that we did support, are in there. If you look at the farm bill as it's come out, many of the components that are helping producers are ones that NCBA worked very, very hard for the last 3 years to get in. So I guess you'd say we're pretty balanced on that. And the mandatory cool, we're going to have other opportunities to fix that going forward. And we're just gonna kind of take a deep breath and see where that takes us.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association's President-elect Bob McCann. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.